Today's episode of Hard Factor is brought to you by Upstart. So who here listening could use a loan? I'm guessing based off personal history alone, a lot of you. The problem is applying for a loan is a lot like applying for a job that you don't get to interview for. Instead, loan companies make their decisions based off your credit score and history without getting to know the whole you. That's okay, though. Upstart is changing the game. So just head on over to upstart.com. Because unlike traditional credit underwriting, which could be biased against people with a short credit history, Upstart goes beyond the traditional FICO score when assessing your credit worthiness. Upstart believes you're worth more than just your credit score. And the best thing is, it's fast and it's simple and it takes only 2 minutes. So go ahead. What are you waiting for? Over 100,000 people have used Upstart already to pay off credit cards, student loans, fund their wedding, or to make a large purchase. Get something nice for yourself. Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. So if you have a bunch of credit cards, head over to upstart.com. Hurry over to upstart.com/hard to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes 2 minutes, like I said, and it won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/hard.
What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better. I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, January 23rd. Our top stories for the day. Mark's going to tell us all about the nominees for the Oscars being announced.
The Oscar nominations are out, guys. Are you so excited?
So stoked. I didn't sleep last night.
Oh, man. So excited. I'm going to give a proper government shutdown update that has, you know, all the latest and greatest information in it. And then Pat will take us through a lightning round of other headlines. Take it away, Mark.
All right, so the Oscar nominations came out on Tuesday morning. Are you guys big Oscar guys?
Woo!
I hate the Oscars.
You know there's an Oscar in my family, so yeah, I'm a huge Oscar guy.
I know you are, Pat. Pat loves the Oscars. He thinks they are the best award you can possibly get.
Six generations ago in my family won an Oscar, and I'm in forever.
Better than the Purple Heart or Nobel Peace Prize.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, you think it.
The Oscars suck, but I do love the clip of Chevy Chase where he hosted and he called everybody Hollywood phonies. So.
Yes, that was great.
Yeah,
hello,
that was a good moment.
Hollywood phonies.
Pretty rad.
My favorite award show personally is the AVNs, which of course is the Oscars of porn.
Sure.
Did you murder him? No, I was murdering ass.
Murdering ass.
So,
how many starlets of the year do they give out? It's like 10 chicks win starlet of the year.
It's like
a thing.
Starlet of the deep throating. Starlet on the
Let's move on.
So Bohemian Rhapsody was nominated for Best Picture because it had to be, because it somehow won the Golden Globe Award.
Right.
Awards for Best Picture. Did you guys see that movie?
No,
I didn't see it.
Heard it was horrible.
Well, you heard right. I saw it, and it was very boring. It was awful. Besides the last 15 minutes, which gave me the actual chills.
Why?
Because it was just actual Queen songs back to back to back to back. Four of their best songs just back to back to back.
It was incredible. The album.
Yeah, it's Fishing with Dynamite.
Yeah, it was probably the best ending to a movie. The other Best Picture nominees.
You want to see the Rolling Stones biopic?
Exactly.
It's great. The end is great.
That's like in The Simpsons when the guy asks if they just want to see dingers, you know, like
right, just home runs, just clips of home runs. The other Best Picture nominees were Black Panther, Black Klansman, The Favorite, A Star Is Born, Vice, Green Book, and Roma.
But which one's The Favorite?
The Favorite's about the queen who had like lesbian servants, and the one was The Favorite, and then the other one came in and like poisoned her. I'm giving away the whole plot.
It's the period piece.
It's a period
that no
piece about lesbianism.
That sounds like a pretty cherry picked lineup, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
So we'll get to that. Roma is nominated for 10 awards, including Best Actress for Yalitza Aparicio, who is an indigenous woman. So big week for indigenous people in the news. I think we have a follow-up story from earlier this week, a bit later in the show.
Yeesh.
Yeah. Another big deal with Roma is that it's a Netflix movie, the first ever by Netflix to be nominated to the Oscars. And Netflix has been campaigning for years to get into the boys club like a woman at Augusta National up until the 2010s. And it looks like they finally jerked off enough old
Whoa. Okay.
Last year, a movie about a mute woman who fell in love with and fucked a sea monster won Best Picture. So it's really anyone's game this year.
Yeah. I missed that one. I heard it was great.
It's called The Sea Fucker.
Yeah, it's called The Sea Fucker, right?
The Shape of Sea Fucker.
I'm stoked for Sea Fucker 2.
Does anybody else besides me just like not respect them because when they started giving out awards like solely based on social issues and not based on if the movie was good or not, like is
Did that
bother anybody else or is that just me?
What are you saying? The sea monster is a metaphor for something? I thought you just like fucking. This year's Oscars taking place on February 24th on ABC, and even though there is no host, the show is scheduled to run for 7 hours. Just kidding. Apparently, they promise it will only last 3 hours this year because they're losing viewers faster than a hard factor power hour with tech issues. Mm. Just kidding. We've got it all figured out now, guys. Yeah. And we got another one coming on February 7th, live from Barstool
HQ. We'll never have tech issues ever
again. Get your calendar ready. That's right. Last year, they were down 20% of viewers. Seems like less and less people are becoming star fuckers these days. So much for my idea of a reality show called Let's Watch These Celebrities Eat.
I don't get it, but I'd watch.
Just watch them eat.
Just watch them eat?
Like noodle. Like nothing fancy. Yeah, pasta. Yeah.
Eat it. Hey, eat it. I paid for this.
Eat it. Look at that guy eating. This year's Oscar nominees are okay, here's where Will's thing comes back. Right?
Bring it in.
This year's Oscars nominees are diverse enough that we probably won't see hashtag Oscars so white all over our timelines.
Okay.
But there were a few glaring snubs. So no female directors were nominated for Best Director again this year, even though they directed some of the highest rated films.
Were there a lot of female directors this year?
There were a good amount, and they were a good amount that directed good films. Snubbed. Only one black actor and one black actress were nominated out of the 20 actors nominated acting. And probably the biggest fuck you went to Asians, as Crazy Rich Asians didn't receive a single nomination in any category whatsoever.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is. I'll go ahead and speak for West here and say, that's fucking bullshit.
but he can't because he's in fucking Hawaii.
He's in Hawaii.
I swear to God, West didn't leave the show, guys. He's just still in Hawaii.
Yeah.
He's just in Hawaii.
Go figure.
He's still texting us all day. Mm-hmm. Lady Gaga could win two Oscars this year, which would be two more than seven-time nominee Glenn Oh So Close. That's her middle name.
It's a bird.
Oh, so. Let's take it to the internet where Adriana Rio says, I love that A Quiet Place was nominated for a sound award.
Spoiler alert, dude.
Well, yeah. Yeah. She's,
oh, best, right.
I
yeah,
like
but
it.
That makes sense, though.
I like
yeah,
it.
No, it doesn't, Will, because that's not what the movie's about at all. So
are you supposed to believe that A Quiet Place is silent the entire time?
Just saying.
It's
spoiler
about,
alert.
It's about Jim cheating on Pam. Yeah. And then Jerry McCumber says, I haven't seen any of the movies, but I agree from what I've been told, it's incorrect nominations. So, nice, Jerry.
There you go.
Love Jerry.
He had to lay a comment down.
He likes to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to put that out there. You know, my opinion doesn't mean jack shit, but
I thought I'd weigh in, if that's okay.
Overwhelmingly negative, and I'm going to go with it.
I don't know anything about this. Send.
All right. Let's take it to government shutdown update 2.0. So once again, I find myself in the position of apologizing for not taking this government shutdown as seriously as I should have. I didn't even know how many days long it was a couple days ago. and when it started, I was like, oh, this is nothing. It's going to end in like a fucking day. Yeah, I was totally wrong. But in fairness to me, we'd only had one other shutdown under Trump, and it only lasted for 3 days back in January 2018. But this shutdown is now 33 days old and is by far the longest one in U.S. history, surpassing a 21-day shutdown during the Clinton administration in 1996. So
33, that's right. Scottie Pippen?
Yeah, days old? Scottie Pippen, yeah.
And Will, don't be hard on yourself because I misquoted the Clinton shutdown at one point on Hard Factor, and I said 27 days, so not that bad. We
shutdowns
both
are awful. Let's agree to that.
Sucks, yeah, a lot
this
of days.
Sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible. I don't really remember any of the other long ones, so I just like I had not assumed they could really do this much damage. But a shutdown lasting this long is a serious problem, since federal employees don't get paid during the shutdown, as I'm sure you've heard a billion times by now. And while the employees will get paid back for the missed time once the government reopens, there are all kinds of problems with only allowing, quote, essential personnel to work in a limited fashion during the shutdown. And
like what?
Yeah. So here's some examples. The federal court system, will be forced to close completely by February 1st at the latest due to a lack of funds to keep it open. So,
sorry, Crusaders, for new laws. You're done.
Yeah. Or anybody with
or
any
appeals.
Pending. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, appeals.
How pissed are you if you've been like fighting a case that just got to the Supreme Court?
And you're like, oh, right. Your last appeal trials for
you're
February
dead.
2nd.
You're dead, right. Brian. Oh.
That's a system that doesn't have enough delays already. So it's a good thing we're adding another one. The TSA, as we mentioned yesterday, can barely keep the lights on. And the FBI Agents Association released a 72-page report about how the shutdown has completely hampered their ability to do any field work at all. They basically just have to do administrative tasks.
Hold on. This sounds like when I was in the fourth grade and I knew I was moving at the end of October and I was just looking at my teacher like, I can't do anything. I can't because I knew I was moving. This is bullshit. They could do work.
They're not allowed to. They're only allowed to do administrative work inside the office. And so now they're genuinely terrified that the criminals that they're normally tracking are just running around committing as many crimes as possible while they can't watch.
If you're a criminal, close your ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is nothing like your experience as a child at all.
It's the glory days for criminals right now.
Just trying to tell the listeners a little bit more about me, Will.
Oh, good. Well, now they know. So what are the fuck faces on Capitol Hill doing about it? Nothing, really. The stance from the White House and the Republican Party is that the border wall must be included in the funding bill to reopen the government. And the Democrats and House of Representatives demand that Trump reopen the government before any negotiation can take place. And as you may remember, that's the exact same place we were when it started on December 22nd. So essentially, the American federal government is like a giant box of Legos where two babies are sitting outside of it refusing to play because one baby wants to build a wall and the other baby doesn't. Except instead of Legos, it's 800,000 American federal employees.
Well, they certainly are acting like a bunch of fucking babies. One of the other stipulations is that Trump wants them all to sign off on a document that says he's 6'3", 239.
Dude, he's 290, and I stand by that shit. And well, let's figure out a fucking way. I want to hear from the listeners. Is there a way we can weigh Trump? Let us know, because I haven't thought of one yet.
Yeah, we should.
There's got to be a way. There's got to be a way we can get his weight.
Maybe.
He doesn't pass the eyeball test.
We should also poll the public, though, on what they think the weight range is. So.
Good idea.
Yeah. What do you think? Tweet us what you think Trump's weight is.
Yeah, we'll set up a poll. Yeah. Keep going, Will.
So now there's some movement, at least. Okay, so we've gone 33 days and without anybody doing anything, just complaining about the other side. But now the Senate is moving forward with votes on two bills this Thursday, even though both of them are expected to fail to get the 60 votes they'd need to pass. One bill includes the wall, funding for the wall, and also concessions for Dreamer funding and disaster relief, which was two things Democrats wanted. But it also had wording that would make immigration harder for Central Americans. So that's just all kinds of mixed messages bill right there, spending bill. And the other one's a temporary measure to reopen the government without providing border wall funding. So the Senate will vote on those. Probably neither of them will pass. And in the House, similar fuckery is going on, where Pelosi just keeps passing the same spending bill over and over and over again that has zero border wall funding in it, and then handing it over to Trump and McConnell being like, this is all I can do. And so she's just basically asking them to eat a shit sandwich constantly. Just keep serving it over and over and over again. Neither of them are taking a bite. So
it's a Mexican standoff of shit sandwich. It's who's going to eat the shit sandwich first.
Yeah, exactly. That's all it is. Nobody wants to cave first. And it's just like this, exactly like you said, it's a Mexican standoff. It's horrible.
Only one dish on the menu, shit sandwich.
Like that. But Pelosi also, Trump and McConnell are holding strong on the wall. But Pelosi is also not listening to some requests from more moderate Democrats who are saying, hey, how about we exchange a vote for the wall sometime in the future for funding now? And she hasn't gone for that yet. So, you know, there's all kinds of ways that people could budge. Just nobody's willing to yet.
Yeah, this seems to me like that old fable of like whose child is it? We'll rip them in half. And then the real mother says, no, let the other mother have them. But right. No one's doing that. Like
right.
Neither side is doing it. The Democrats could save the 800,000 people not getting paid by just doing
something with
the border
Everybody's
wall
claiming
and vice
so.
Versa.
Yeah.
But that's everyone's letting them rip the fucking kid in half.
It's an Aesop's fable, Mark.
Yeah. It's bullshit. Fuck all these motherfuckers.
Oh, for sure. It's crazy. I mean, they're all just sitting there telling us how they can't do anything when they're the only fucking people that can do anything.
They're taking a lot of breaks over there.
I'm about to do a Cardi B video to camera.
Are you really?
I'm upset.
Really? You just said that you're going to do it?
I am not happy with the situation. Get the fucking government
open. It's pretty upsetting. And like, it was upsetting reading the comments too on Facebook, because basically all the comments were just team politics, you know? This guy from the D team is talking about how it's all the R's fault. And this girl from the R team is talking about how it's all the D fault. It was just terrible. That's all it was. And so, you know, it's everybody's fault. Realize it. Open your eyes. So anyways, the only funny comment I could find was about TSA. And Tracy Curry Beam on Facebook says, even during difficult times, if TSA employees cared about their country's safety, they'd be at work. They will be getting their checks that are being held.
Yeah. Hey, ever been paid with an IOU, Tracy?
Hey, Tracy, go ahead and volunteer to be a TSA agent or a volunteer firefighter. What the fuck do you do, Tracy?
Sounds like Tracy has a pension.
Shut the fuck up.
It's not a high-paying job. It's
I'm not normally going to do this, but
they're
someone
not superheroes.
Fucking, someone find Tracy Curry Beam and find out what the fuck she does.
Not everyone signed up for the TSA because they are like secret superheroes.
Sorry. Yeah, it's not a great job, Tracy. You never flown before.
It's not 50,000 Jesuses. It's like just normal people that aren't getting paid to work.
They all have to Uber in when they're not working, basically, or they will all be evicted from their apartments.
I know she never has, but Tracy Curry Beam should suck a dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, that wraps it up for the government shutdown update 2.0. Again, you know, nobody saw it going this long, and hopefully it's over soon.
All right, sorry, Mom. Yeah, look, MAGA kid, it's lighting up the internet. Look, I'm a lib cuck, CNN sucker, leftist that everyone knows, and I got fooled by the media and the Twitter storm where these MAGA kid assholes from Ohio, wherever they're fuck they're from, were making fun of a Native American elder. Look, Kentucky, I get it. I made a mistake. But here's the deal. It was a confusing ass video, and I challenge you guys to watch the whole hour and 45 minute video.
Well,
a minute and 45 seconds.
It's an hour and 45 minutes.
Retraction would be admit that the Native American approached them.
Our boy Nathan Phillips, the Native American elder, did approach the Kentucky MAGA boys. He did approach them. I observed it in a way where I thought he was just kind of like on his march.
He took a detour
in front of them. Regardless, that kid's smirk sucks, and you can't debate that.
And what else about Nathan Phillips?
Nathan Phillips may have been a war veteran, okay? He may have been, but CNN posted a retraction from WAPO today.
Yeah, WAPO retracted.
Yeah, that Nathan Phillips clarified that he is a Vietnam, quote, Times veteran.
Right.
So he was not a Vietnam War veteran, but he was a veteran during the times of the Vietnam War.
He never stepped foot in Vietnam in terms of the war.
I'm going to ask Chaps what the hell
era
this means.
Too, because so I don't even know if it was actually during.
He was a Marine. He was a Marine during parts of the Vietnam
a
War.
A veteran, right. Nonetheless. We can't take that away from him. Sure. But I will say this. The guy got on the news and was crying at the news cameras about being abused by some high school kids, and then was allowing the media to say that he was a Vietnam War veteran, which is in fact not the case.
Oh yeah, he was loving the limelight.
We covered Phillips, the kid smirks.
I want to make something clear.
Let's talk about the other.
All right, so I grew up in D.C. as we all did, right? And in D.C., a lot of times there's crazy religious people yelling at you. It just happens. They're usually homeless, and you ignore them. So when I was covering the story earlier in the week, I was thinking, man, these Israelites are just nut job, crazy, shitty, weird religious people. So I didn't bring that into my story. And that was part of my personal opinion, because usually if I see a crazy person yelling about Jesus, I walk away. Okay. So excuse me, and I'm sorry. And this is a good lesson. It's a good lesson we've all learned. And
right,
look,
but they were yelling other things like,
yeah,
you
they
guys
were yelling
school shooters.
Yeah. They were yelling shit.
And other even more like very fucked up shit. So the kids started chanting their school chant.
Yes.
This is according to them. And I'm going to have to start to tend to believe them a little more based on all the stuff coming out.
So basically,
they said they were, they want to do the school chant to drown out the zealots calling them school shooters and shit.
Yeah.
So they were taking their shirts off, jumping around, dancing and singing the school songs because they were trying to get away from.
That interaction was fine. A chaperone should have stepped in there, but they didn't. But that interaction was totally reasonable.
Yeah. So basically,
a little bit of apology to the kids.
Basically,
totally.
we should have bashed the zealots, and we should have bashed old Phillips there a little bit more on Monday's show.
The
but
kids
we
are
didn't.
Not and exempt.
So the kids are still a holes.
Everyone's
still
an asshole.
Right. The smirk still exists. I still believe it was a smirk. Yeah.
I would say Zealots by far number one asshole
right.
in the story.
So here's a and joke about
Phillips
the Zealots.
And,
so here's a joke.
The kids
let's
are about
just end
time.
It.
Please.
We'll
please.
Tell one joke about the Zealots and it's over. We'll never, okay. never speak of this again. What smells worse than a religious zealot protester on a DC street corner screaming insults at high school kids?
I don't know, Will. What smells worse?
Literally nothing. They stink. They stink like shit.
Burn those zealots. All right, look, Jack Nicholson made a public appearance after being blasted in the face with a Looney Tunes shotgun the other day. The sex symbol looked as if he rolled out of a hurricane and into the Staples Center with his son, Ray. Turns out 81-year-old Jack was actually in costume as the Maxell tape guy while he was accompanying his 26-year-old son.
The what? The Maxell tape guy?
Yeah, you guys remember the commercials from the mid-90s, Maxell tape, where the guy sits in the chair and then Maxell tape blows his hair back? By the
is a dog's hair? Is a dog there too?
No, bro, that's RCA.
Are
man.
You talking about the Jamiroquai video?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking pre that.
Okay.
No, look, fucking Google it. Look, back to my joke. Turns out the 81-year-old Jack was actually in costume as the Maxell tape guy. Google it. Well, accompany his 26-year-old son. Yeah, that would have made Jack 55 when he had his boy Ray. So I'm sure they have a healthy father-son deal going on.
Jack's going to be getting strong boners in the grave. Jack Nicholson's ghost could get you pregnant.
Yeah, well, it's at least it's going to be easy to find him in the graveyard. He'll be the one that's waving to you. they ate French fries and hamburgers because, look, based upon Jack's appearance, he's on the long ride down. Let's go, Kobe, right?
Yeah,
right?
Good he's run. On the team. Come yeah. on.
All right, look, the highest great court run. In the land, the Supreme Court, upheld President Donald Trump's transgender military ban on a, wait for it, 5-4 vote. That's right. Kavanaugh slamming beers and denying queers. The policy reverses a 2016 decision by the Obama administration to open the military to transgender service members. And it generally prohibits transgender people from military service, but makes the exemption for those who are already serving openly and those willing to, quote, serve in their biological sex, that's whichever. I don't know what that means. No one knows
what
that means.
The fuck does that mean?
All right, it has something to do with Bruce
that
Jenner. No one
up.
Knows.
This sounded like a real good use of everybody's time.
Yeah. Hey, baby, at least Kavanaugh is still kicking back at the cold ones.
Why would you ban anyone from wanting to serve?
No,
yeah,
I don't
want to protect
you,
the country. It's a good question.
Will, do you want to fight in war? I don't want to fight in war. Mark, do you want to fight in war?
The guy who wants to ban them did not want to fight.
Anyone
wars.
That wants to fight more, cool with me. Thank right. you for
and
your
no, I don't. No,
friends.
I don't want to fight.
Yeah, wars, my so. Point is, yeah, I don't give a shit if you got a dick or a vagina or nothing. Who cares? Or you identify as a man or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, sea creature.
Like the Game of
Thrones.
Yeah, sea
army.
Creature. Cool. I mean, you'll get shot easier, or at least you'll get killed by a bullet easier because you're smaller. But like, look, if you want to fight for our country, please go do it. Thank you to our veterans. You guys are the shit. And it sounds like. A conversion therapy, the gay away, which was just banned in the New York State. One step forward, two steps back. Yeah, New York State just said no to telling gay people we can will it out of you.
Yeah, you yep. can't pray the gay away. In New
all
York.
Right, Waymo, the company that terrorized an Arizona town, you guys remember?
Yes.
Yeah, Waymo was the company that was bringing in the self-driving cars, as discussed in a previous Hard Factor.
That were hitting people everywhere.
Yeah, well, also they were hitting the cars because they were confused and angry about the technology.
I hate you, cars.
I hate you. Don't you take my job.
Magical cars.
Anyway, Waymo's now, I don't understand it, so I'm going to attack it. Anyway, they're now expanding their operation to Michigan, which should go over swimmingly as the people of Michigan are a much more forgiving and sympathetic group.
Yeah, things are going great in Michigan. They should
it's
just,
the tops.
This will go great.
In
yeah.
20 years, it's going to be the tops. Global warming. And that's it for Hard Factor. Look, we have one more show this week, and guess what? VP of Football Operations PFT Commenter is going to be stepping in as a guest host tomorrow for the entire show, and we're playing a few men down because Wes is doing God knows what in Hawaii and Mark has some personal business. But we're going to heal up over the weekend and come back full strength next week. We wanted to thank you guys for listening today. We have a very important request. We just need you to take some time for us and have a great fucking day.